USA News, I'm Dave Collins. South Carolina Democratic Representative James Clyburn says he hasn't seen all the details of the debt ceiling deal yet, but he's glad a tentative agreement has been reached.
I'm very comfortable that we can get to a good place on both sides of the aisle.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced the agreement in principle last night after a phone call with President Biden. McCarthy said he expects the House to vote on the deal Wednesday. Senator Lindsey Graham's calling the defense budget a joke in the debt ceiling agreement that was reached yesterday.
What I will not do is adopt the Biden defense budget and call it a success.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said he wants to raise the debt ceiling but not cripple the military's ability to defend the nation. Graham took exception to House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's claim that the U.S. defense is fully funded. There's talk about term limits for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
I have a term limits bill, so I'm obviously for that. There's an enormous amount of transparency and ethics work that can be done.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Rhode Island Democrat Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says he has a term limits bill that would reduce lifetime appointments to 18-year terms. Whitehouse, who chairs a subcommittee on the federal courts, said the nomination process for Supreme Court justices needs to stop being so heavily politicized. The president of Microsoft's trying to bring a sense of calm to artificial intelligence.
If you have a Roomba at home, it finds its way around your kitchen, you know, using artificial intelligence to learn what to bump into and how to get around it.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Brad Smith noted recent concerns expressed by elected officials and technology professionals. While he didn't say whether or not he agreed with calls for a six-month pause, Smith did acknowledge that A1 needs to be under human control to keep it safe. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Consumer sentiment slid this month on worries about the economy and the debt ceiling crisis. The University of Michigan's final reading for May fell 7% from last month. The survey noted the index erased half the gains achieved since its all-time historic low last June. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting at a Home Depot in Burbank. Police say the suspect called 911 just before 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
He went so far as to tell the operator what type of vehicle he was in, the color of the vehicle, and the exact location of the parking lot.
Police say a brief verbal exchange took place before the suspect became aggressive. As shots rang out, customers took cover. The store even locked the doors as the situation unfolded. The man was transported to the hospital where he later died. A near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. That's what experts are saying.
Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad expects 1 to 4 major hurricanes.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
The upcoming season is expected to be less active due to several factors, including a developing El Nino weather pattern this summer, which can limit hurricane development.
Your Memorial Day cookout costing you a little bit more with inflation. The Bureau of Labor reports things like hot dogs, potato chips, hamburger buns, even alcohol will cost you more compared to 2022. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.